Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughan Davis. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Former Member of Parliament, Councillor and Custos of Westmorland, James Thompson, was laid to rest on the grounds of the Holy Trinity Anglican Church in Grange Hill, Westmorland last week. Affectionately known as Jim T, Mr. Thompson, who died at age 99, was accorded an official funeral in recognition of his 54 years of service to the nation. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen headed the large congregation of government and opposition representatives, as well as retired political leaders from both sides, the judiciary, lay magistrates, civic leaders, family, friends and well-wishers who filled the church and the nearby auditorium. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who was unavoidably absent, was represented by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill, who read a tribute on her behalf. Mrs. Simpson-Miller described Mr. Thompson as a non-partisan party man who put his country first, adding that he was a true patriot who worked passionately for the growth and development of his country.
Jim was always of the view that everything must be done to improve the living and working conditions of Jamaicans. He was not only a man of words, but also a man of action. And Jamaica has lost one of its most loyal and talented public servants.
Mr. Thompson entered politics in 1947 when he was elected councillor of the Glenislay Division in Westmorland. He later served as Member of Parliament for Northeast Westmorland from 1972 to 1980 and as Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture. He was appointed Custos of Westmorland in 1990 and served in that position for 11 years before retiring due to ill health. Amendments to the Cyber Crimes Act have been approved by Cabinet and the necessary drafting instructions issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel to modify the Act. This was disclosed by Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner at a Jamaica House press briefing last week. Promulgated in March 2010, the Cyber Crimes Act seeks to address computer-specific offences such as unauthorised interceptions, unauthorised modification of computer programs and data, and unauthorised access.
With the increased use of various technological devices and tools to commit sophisticated criminal activities, there have been new challenges for the cybercrimes legislation and law enforcement agencies, necessitating the review.
Senator Faulkner adds that the proposed amendments are in keeping with recommendations to periodically review the Act. The Act's original provisions seek to criminalize the abuse of electronic means to complete transactions and facilitate the investigation and prosecution of cybercrimes. Minister with responsibility for sports, Natalie Nita Headley, says work to install floodlights at Sabina Park is progressing steadily and on schedule for the end of July completion date. She was speaking at a brief ceremony at Jamaica House, where the Indian government handed over close to $1.4 million for the project, representing the second and final installment of a sum of $2.1 million. The government of Jamaica signed a memorandum of understanding with India in April to provide the financial support. The first tranche of $770,000 was released shortly afterwards. The Tourism Enhancement Fund is providing a grant of $600,000 to cover the rest of the $2.7 million project contract. Minister Nita Headley has expressed appreciation for the assistance from India. She notes that Sabina Park is the country's premier venue for cricket, and the provision of the lighting will ensure that it can accommodate night matches. Chargé d'affaires at the Indian High Commission, H.K. Mahan, who handed over the funds, said the installation of the lights will lead to the enhancement of sport and enjoyment for the people of Jamaica. Installation of the floodlights is expected to boost revenue for the owners and operators of the park, not only for the staging of night matches, but for other entertainment events. The improvements will also further position Jamaica as a sports tourism destination. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.